You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Vision Support is a sight loss charity based in Cheshire and North Wales, and with a grant from the National Lottery, Vision Support has developed an online wellbeing information hub. I'm joined now by Nia Greer, North Wales Operations Manager for Vision Support. Nia, welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you for having me.
And it's an exciting time for Vision Support with the launch of the information hub on August the 26th. What will be available on there?
So it's really such an exciting project to have, particularly because of the impact of the emotional impact of sight loss. I think sometimes, well, often it's not really recognised as an issue. I think people think about the practical, so think about how am I going to get there, what am I going to do? But it's the emotional impact of sight loss. It really should not be kind of underestimated. And I think it's really important to have someone to speak to as you're going through these feelings, experiencing these worries. And this is where the wellbeing hub really comes into its own, really. So it's one place. Everything's in one place. And the idea of the hub is to find services that are available in your area that with the aim to improve your wellbeing. So the areas that we cover are North East Wales, Cheshire West, Chester and Holton. So on the hub, when you go onto it, you'll be able to search under your area and see what services and groups are there that you can access to help improve your wellbeing. Importantly as well, though, there are lots of other sections that are really linked to vision impairment and what people might want to know more about. So as well as services, we have common eye condition information. We have wellbeing tips, you know, looking at sleep hygiene, nutrition. And importantly, it's not an area where someone's saying you should do this to make you feel better. It's literally just a bank of information that you can have a look at to see what might help you feel a bit better in yourself, improve your mental health, your own well-being. The bit that I love everything about the group, about the hub, but particularly the bit that I'm really, you know, I really think it's something different to any of the other hubs is that the wellbeing hub is fully accessible. So volunteers have made sure people with different eye conditions, people who have no vision at all, people who are partially sighted, have checked the hub to make sure it's fully accessible. But also we have a section on there called useful apps. And on this section, we provide a list of wellbeing apps that are fully accessible with voiceover or the Android talkback features. Because the worst thing is when someone says this app is great and we've all been there, this app is really great, it'll help you do this, this and this, but it's always videos or, you know, buttons aren't labelled properly. So our staff and volunteers have checked it and it's accessible. So it means that it's not going to be another barrier to help you improve your well-being. So it's been a really good project to be involved in.
Well, it sounds like a huge amount of work. How was all of this information collated? Was it just Vision Support involved or did you have help from outside organisations to put it all together?
No, it was just Vision Support, really. And we've been going out and trying to find, you know, speaking to our partnership organisations that are already doing so much in the communities, and we've just been collating that information, and it has been a lot of work for my team, but it's been truly inspiring, to be honest, to think, do you know what, I did not know that was on my doorstep, I didn't know this help and support was available. And all the organisations that we've spoken to, a lot of them, they've received our visual awareness training, so if you wanted to attend a community group, they'd know that, you know, they're confident, they know more about eye conditions, about the impact of living with a vision impairment, but also the importance of asking what works best for you. Do you need guiding? How would we get this information to you? So it's been a really, it's been a great project.
How do you think the hub will have an impact on people with sight loss in the communities covered by Vision Support?
I think it'll really help because you can search under your area. So you're not having to troll through a busy website that's got loads of links, loads of adverts. You know, it's a really easy to navigate hub. And all the information in there it should be relevant to you and what you're looking for. We've made it as simple as possible, as well, not as busy, not a busy website at all. It's mostly in lists. it's really clear. And so I think that will, you know, get rid of a lot of barriers that people have when accessing online resources. I think it'll really help because, as I say, it is area specific, but it's specific to vision impairment as well. So we've thought about, you know, the organisations that are involved. We've thought about the key information that if you're new to sight loss, or if you're new, or if you just want to know more about what services are available. So there is a section called Help on Specific Issues, and these are issues that may be more relevant to people with a vision impairment. So employment support. So here we have projects that are run by other organisations that can help people with a sensory impairment get into work, training, courses, help for interviews. That's such a great service, and it's for people with sensory loss. So that's on there. Things like support for carers. So if you're a carer of someone or you're a supporter of someone with vision impairment, seeing what kind of support is available to you. So there's so much on there, and I just love that it's all in one place. Everything's been checked for accessibility. And so we've really done everything we can to kind of reduce or get rid of them barriers, that everyone should have fair access to services and information to help improve wellbeing. And that's what the Brighter Futures Hub does.
What difference has the funding from the National Lottery made to the project?
To be honest, without it, we wouldn't have been able to do it, you know, to have that resource to do that. And it's really given us, as part of the project as well, it's helped us to be able to deliver our counselling service. We have a Vision Support, have a counselling service that anyone in our areas can access. And I think it's really important to have that someone who's maybe not your family member, someone who you don't know, and to have that opportunity to speak about all your feelings without feeling bad about, you know, lots of people say, I feel like I'm moaning all the time, or I feel like I'm a burden, but they can't say that to their family member. So as part of the funding, we've been able to deliver counselling services, which have had such an enormous positive impact, and really giving that opportunity to people living with a vision impairment to speak to someone about their worries, about their feelings, without being judged, and just helping to deliver them coping mechanisms.
And the Brighter Futures Wellbeing Hub will be live on Friday, the 26th of August. How can people access the hub once it's ready?
Yeah, so this is on our Vision Support website. So you can access that on www.visionsupport.org.uk. And it's under there, under the section there, under the Wellbeing Hub. So it's there's a section there saying Get Support, and we're right there. And yeah, we're really excited for it to go live and for people to really find out about the services, all the information that are there to improve wellbeing.
That's great. I'm sure it'll be a big help to a lot of people. Nia Greer, North Wales Operations Manager for Vision Support, thanks for speaking to us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much for having me.